The First Man in Rome by Colleen McCullough. The First Year, 110 B.C. Having no personal commitment to either of the new consuls, Gaius Julius Caesar and his sons simply tacked themselves onto the procession that started nearest to their own house, the procession of the senior consul. It was 400 years since a Julius had sat in the consul's ivory curule chair. 400 years since a Julius had been able to scrape up that kind of money. As each century finished, the family of Julius had found itself ever poorer. Consul? Impossible. Praetor? Next magistracy down the ladder from consul? Impossible. No, a safe and humble backbencher's niche in the Senate was the inheritance of a Julius these days, including that branch of the family called Caesar. So the toga that Gaius Julius Caesar's body servant draped about his left shoulder, wrapped about his frame, hung about his left arm, was the plain white toga of a man who had never aspired to the ivory curule chair of high office. Only his dark red shoes, his iron senator's ring, and the 5-inch-wide purple stripe on the right shoulder of his tunic distinguished his garb from that of his sons, Sextus and Gaius. While the two young men joined the ranks of the knights who preceded the new senior consul, Gaius Julius Caesar himself slid in among the ranks of the senators who followed him. The men gone, Marcia, Caesar's wife, could see to her own little expedition. Where were the girls? A laugh gave her the answer, coming from the little sitting room.